So they're three in a row, the Crows, and Carlton are done for 2020. Adelaide home by 16 points.
Sad ending for the Carlton Blues. Good finish for the Adelaide Crows. Three from their last three. They'll be absolutely stoked with that. A win on the road as well. A bit more game time into a few youngsters and a good finish for Bryce Gibbs. 27 disposals in the end for Bryce today. He'd be very happy. David Teague scratching his head about what do we have to do to go to the next level. It's pretty easy to get to the middle of the table, to get up into the finals and then to get up in the top four. Completely different kettle of fish. They need to have a big summer. They need to get Charlie Curnow back fit. They got the big key forwards. They need a little bit more speed up forward, and they need some more grunt in their midfield and perhaps a little bit more run from halfback. So a little bit more recruiting to be done for Carlton.
We talked about Harry Mackay, the big forward. He kicked an equal high career 4 goals today. So that's 18 goals this year from 12 matches. His highest season output was, I think, 26 goals from 20 matches. So there's a positive there for the Blues. They didn't have many numbers around his feet. But from an Adelaide point of view, you cannot underestimate the momentum that can take into pre-season when you finish the year off well. So three victories from their last three games, and then, of course, a good game against the Geelong Cats, where they were in the game for three quarters. They take on the Tigers next week. But to finish off the year with some positivity and some strength and certainly a few wins goes well a long way to setting up your next year.
Well, there's no doubt about it, Biggles, and I'm sure from a fan's perspective, they've got a bit of clarity now. They can sort of see the path as to where they may be heading, and some of these young guys, they're seeing them in the games, getting some of the ball, getting the job done. So it's been a remarkable turnaround from a side who was belted by over 10 goals from the second bottom side, North Melbourne, to come back and respond in the way they have over the last 5 or 6 weeks is pretty extraordinary.
Yep, oh, it's good. It's absolutely. It always takes time when you do an aggressive rebuild. It's going to. It's people sitting back listening today that and start thinking you're going to win the premiership next year. You can try for it, absolutely, but it's going to take a while.
Let's head to Bryce Gibbs.
Just the old legs couldn't get that last one home there, but yeah, it sort of was really nice to end my career on my own terms and play against my old club. It was a really special day, and then get the win, even better.
And some nice moments catching up with your old teammates, as you just said.
Absolutely. They're my best mates. Some of these guys were in my wedding party, so the bonds and the friendships I created with these guys are going to last for a lifetime, and just share the last game together, it's pretty special.
And in what has been a difficult year for everyone, it was great to have family up to watch it up in Adelaide.
Yeah, had mum and dad, my two sisters, wife, kids. So yeah, for them to share this moment as well, we'll look back in a few years' time and have really fond memories of today for sure.
And it's a transitional period for your young team. Some of the youngsters look like they're really starting to stand up and impress.
Yeah, and I hope the fans at home can see that coming to the floor over the last couple of weeks, really starting to understand what Nixie wants from us, and three on the trot now. Some exciting times ahead for the Crows, I reckon.
Absolutely. How important is it to get late in the season those three wins?
Oh, huge. You grind away all year and not getting the results you want, even though some games we're really playing the way we wanted to. So it's great to see some reward for the boys. It's fantastic.
Well, quite understandably, the boys are waiting to give you a guard of honour as you walk off the ground. Congratulations on a great career. Outstanding.
Thanks. I just want to say also to the Carlton and Adelaide fans who obviously couldn't be here today, thanks for supporting me over the last 14 years. I really appreciate it.
Well done, Gibbsy.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Bryce Gibbs. Thanks to our friends there at Fox Footy, Alistair Lynch, having a chat with Gibbsy post-game. He said it well, didn't he?
He did say it well, and good to thank everyone for the support over the years. And, yeah, I think it's a good way to go out for young Bryce. And, yeah, good, as we said earlier, good luck to him in life after footy, whatever path he chooses.
It's our Triple Cub Power Review. Cub Power, 40 years strong. We're South Australia's leading Kubota machinery dealership. Adelaide home by 16 points, and as he touched on, and we spoke about just prior to going to him, the run of a few games, confidence under the belt, young players coming through. It's really exciting for Adelaide over the next little bit.
Yeah, that's why you got to look at it. It's different to look at it like that. You usually just look at wins and losses, but this is a different phase of the Adelaide Football Club, and it's going to take a couple of years, but they're starting to see some good signs.
How old is Riley O'Brien, Roy?
Riley O'Brien, he's not that old. He's about 23 or 24.
All right, so I was just going to name a few. So you've got O'Brien in the ruck to go
25.
Forward, right? Himmelberg up forward. Scholes, Schomburg, very good players. McAdam, good player. You know, you can keep naming a few there. Keys you've found. That is the build or the nucleus of a very good team for next year, now that they've learnt how to win a couple of games.
You've still got Miller to come back in, who you've hardly seen. You've
Stengel's
got
good.
Duday to come back in. You've got Mackesy.
Duday's a fantastic player.
Yeah, there's still plenty of talent. There's Josh Worrell that hasn't got a game. He might even get one next week. He was a second-round pick last year as well. So there's still a fair bit there to unearth and give a game. So, yeah. Plus, you know, whatever happens in the draft this year, there should be a few first-round picks around to add to the depth.
And what about Gibbsy touching on it? It feels like we know how Matty Nix wants us to play now. Have you got a blueprint for what Adelaide are, do you think, how he wants them to be?
Is Bryce getting carried off at the moment?
Sorry to interrupt. I don't think I've ever seen this before, the opposition team.
Well, they've just come in and jumped and grabbed him.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? So that's how much they think of it.
They might have allowed him to do that, I don't know.
But I'm sure they have. But isn't it amazing, though, that how two teams can show that so much sort of spirit and camaraderie that an opposition side cheers him off. I
think swapping jumpers as well.
Yep.
They're doing everything.
Yep.
But Kate Simpson and Murphy now carrying off Bryce Gibbs, are both in his wedding party, as he mentioned, coming off with Alistair Lynch. So not an Adelaide player cheering him off, two blue baggers.
Wow, that footy's is
changed.
Stuff.
Footy's changed,
stuff.
Doesn't it? And certainly in this year, I think every... You know, the Carlton boys have been away from home for probably 10 weeks now, so it's a very, very different season. And there we see Bryce's wife on screen. Good luck to him. Going to have a few beers tonight and move on to life after footy.
People always analyse the trade and when it came about. You talk about when 2017, the first attempt to try and get him across, which was the grand final year. And Adelaide gave up a lot to get him, but in return they also got a lot as well, because there's stars out there, Will Hamill. Talked about Josh Worrell, who could probably come in next week. He was part of that trade. McAdam as well, and McHenry. So the Crows received a second and third picks to grab McAdam and McHenry. So whilst there was a lot going on in the trade, it was probably a win for both clubs in the end, but it's hard to analyse until we see how good the likes of McAdam and Will Hamill and Worrell turn out to be.
We're about to take you down into the Crows change rooms. Gibbs is in the middle of the circle. He's got himself the match ball as well, or one of them. There's a few that would have been out there today. And let's head down to the rooms right now for the Adelaide song. So Gibbs in the middle, he was flanked by Butts in his first win for the Crows, and Frampton in his first win for the Adelaide Crows as well. It's our Triple Cub Power Review. Let's get a look at today's I'm Loving It moment. It happened at the 17th minute mark of the third quarter, and here's how we called it on Triple M Footy.
Comes down to Cripps. Cripps gets a handball away in the tackle. Laird was the tackler, did well. It ends up with Simpson. He gets it back to Cripps, who fumbled. Took it in a 1-2 with Eddie Betts. Oh. Then gets around three times. Sold the dummy three times for Brown and kicks a goal.
That's goal of the year.
That's one of the goals of the year contenders, surely. That was pretty clever stuff from Cripps.
Oh, the I'm loving it moment. And that's really what got the Blues back on the path to put a bit of a challenge in the late part of the third quarter and the final term. Just flying around the grounds for RAA Insurance. Get award-winning insurance today. We're standing by to take you to the Hawks and the Bulldogs. Of course, later on, it's the Swans and the Lions. Yesterday, Port home by 50 points over Essendon, the Dockers over the Kangaroos, and Melbourne by 5 points over the Giants. And the Monopoly game at Macca's is back. Full terms at mcdonalds.com. .au. Roo, I think you're the man in charge today with the votes. Is that you, the Triple MVP award?
Yes, it is. I think it is. Yes, it is. I gave one vote to big Harry Mackay from the Carlton Football Club. I thought he played a great game and threatened to turn the game around for the Carlton Blues. Gave him one vote with 4-1. Gave 2 votes to Lachie Scholl. I thought he was really good when the game was there to be won in the first quarter. As we said, he had more metres gained than any other player in the whole competition at quarter time for the year. Just to put some context around how good that first quarter was. was. He ended up with 24 disposals and two goals in a breakout game for young Lockie Scholl. And I gave Matt Crouch the three votes. Thought he was right in and amongst it right from the start. Dropped off a bit late in the game, but that's, you're entitled to do that when these sort of games done and dusted. So Matt Crouch, who's had a great second half of the year, gave him three votes for the 28 disposals he had today.
So you Biggle was peering over your shoulder. You like... Well,
no, we know what Sarah's talking about now. He's got no romance in his life. Where was Gibbsy?
He's just floating around the back line.
Adelaide, they ran out winners by 16 points. They take on the Tigers next week to wind out their season. That's us done here. We've got another big game coming your way, and we're about to take you to the Hawks and the Bulldogs. Adelaide home by 16 points for McDonald's. Triple M, Rocks Footy.